Hallelujah. Father, thank you for your word that is changing our lives dramatically. We're so excited, Lord. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Now, are you excited to be here? Announcement, come with your phone or external device for free downloads of selected camp messages. Easy. Or buy a pen drive for your free downloads. Or follow any of our agents in gowns. They are dressed like angels. For your free downloads of any messages, powerful messages that you need to hear, is going to be a blessing. You will understand that better by and by. Amen. Are you excited to be here? Wow, we have Bishop Saki and Bishop Eddie here with us. Wow. I think, Bishop Saki, I think they want to hear you say something.
Wow. I think that this place is the closest to heaven on earth. I tell you. And you can never go to heaven without passing through first love. If you go to heaven, they'll ask you, where did you come from? So no matter which denomination you belong to, at least you must pass through first love on your way to heaven. May God bless you and may God anoint you and may God use you mightily in Jesus' name. Shall you? Yeah.
Wow. Now, Hebrews chapter 4. Verse number 2. We are looking at why some of the people in the cave of Adullam did not become giants and mighty men. Because there were 400 of them, but not all of them became mighty men. And we are seeing clearly from the Bible, it says, unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. All right? Now, there is no word or calling that goes unopposed. Your calling will never be left without being opposed. Amen. So, once there's going to be opposition to your calling, you must be ready to have an equal and opposite force that is as great as the force that is coming against your calling. 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 9. For a great door and effectual is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries. So no one is just allowed to have a door open before you without adversaries or enemies to the call, enemies to the word you have received. So your calling doesn't go unopposed or without being attacked. Your presence in the church, in the ministry, on the mission field, is not wanted by some people, by the devil. You are not wanted. Of all people, everyone except you. Not you. The enemy is not happy with the idea that you should be a preacher, or that you should be clean, or that you should serve God. So he is going to oppose everywhere. Now, you know the parable of the sower in Matthew 13. The sower went out to sow. As soon as the seeds were dropped, birds, fowls of the air, came and attacked the seed. And the fowls are the devils. So as soon as the word comes into you, when there's a call, fowls start to attack. Yeah. Fowls. Spiritual fowls. Hey! To try to take away the word and the call and the mission. So, what we are trying to find out, and I hope you get it, because when that particular moment comes, and it's coming soon, you'll see that the reason why people, a lot of people hear the word, but this one doesn't become much, this one doesn't turn out to be much, is because no drop of the seed goes into you without fowls starting to fly. That's why farmers don't plant their seed without putting a scarecrow there. Because they know that as soon as you put a seed there, these birds are going to come. It's to be expected. So when you come whining, my father said that I shouldn't, my sister said that, my family members were expecting, my auntie was saying that, shut up, grow up. I said, shut up and grow up. Stop complaining. That's the nature of the call. It's family issues. I just came from, what's the place? Jamaica. But I always remember, we went to dedicate the church. When he was going, being sent there, his family were not in support of it. He told me, my family don't want me to go there. Why should you leave London and go to Jamaica? His family didn't want him to go. Nothing, there's nothing unusual about that. Whose family would want you to leave London and go to Jamaica? Jamaicans are moving to London. Why do you want to move from London to Jamaica? Let's be serious. No seed is dropped into the ground without the fowls of the air coming to take the call and the camp message and the message that you heard, the book you read, out of your heart so that it becomes nothing. It will never happen to you in Jesus' name. Amen. So, since there are many adversaries ready to prevent you from becoming what you are supposed to become, you need an equal force, power for power, fire for fire. You need a force that will be a good match for the forces that are going to come against you just because you are called. Amen. Zechariah. Amen. Chapter 1. Amen. Zechariah chapter 1. Let's look at verse 16. Therefore, thus says the Lord, I am returned to Jerusalem with mercies. God has come to your life with mercies. My house shall be built in it, saith the Lord of hosts. And a line shall be stretched forth upon Jerusalem. Beautiful. 17. Crieth, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, my cities through prosperity shall yet be spread abroad. You see, when we put together all the churches, we have over 500 church building projects. Buildings. When you put 500, it becomes a city. If you put them all together, it becomes a large city. My cities shall yet be built. They will be spread abroad. And the Lord shall yet comfort Zion and shall yet choose Jerusalem. Verse 18. Then I lifted up my eyes and I saw four horns. Hey! So I said to the angel who was talking with me, what are these horns? What are these? What are these horns? And he said, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. So Israel and Judah were not just scattered, but there were horns in the spirit. Things that were proud and lifted up, that were scattering the people of God and preventing the destiny of God for Jerusalem and God's people. Horns. Verse 20. And the Lord showed me four carpenters. Carpenter has a saw. Kamasushi papa babo raba baba. Receive the carpentry anointing now. Look at what is going to happen to the four carpenters and the four horns. Then I said, what are the carpenters coming to do? He said, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, so that no man did lift up his head. No, these are the horns that have scattered Jerusalem and Judah. But these carpenters have come to fray them, to cast out the horns which lifted up their horn over the land of Judah to scatter it. So these carpenters have come as an equal and higher force to scatter the horns which are trying to scatter us. Power for power and fire for fire. Now, you are about to unleash an unstoppable force against enemies of your calling and enemies of the seed that have been put into you. And I want you to know today that faith, is the unstoppable force that is going to counteract all opposition to your calling and your destiny. Faith. That is why he said they didn't mix the calling, Hebrews 4:2. They didn't mix the calling with faith. Once you mix it with faith, it's like you've mixed it with the power. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. It's like meat without salt. It's like something is missing from it. So the power to be even eaten is gone. It's like you put... So faith, what people don't realize is that faith, which I was sharing with you today, we continue, but it's your life. And your life is your faith. And the faith that you use, and then if you start to live a certain way, it releases a power which opposes the opposition. You see, look at Zechariah 1:21. Zechariah chapter 1 verse 21 says, what are these coming today? These four carpenters. Zechariah 1:20 says, these are four carpenters. The Lord showed me four carpenters. What are the four carpenters coming to do? They are coming to cast out the horns that have lifted up themselves over the people of God to scatter them, so that no one should lift up his head. You see, Satan doesn't want any of you to lift up your head in the future and stand up and say, I am a child of God, I am called of God. He doesn't want you to ever lift your head up. He wants your head to be down. But I decree that your head will be lifted up in the name of Jesus. Beautiful. Now, faith is the unstoppable force. And your faith is your obedience. I told you that, isn't it? And obedience is faith. It's like there's force with you. There's power with you. Look, if you think you will ever feel like in the air, you will feel something like something moving on the side. They said, there's the power of God is with me. You'll never feel that. Not likely. Or that you ever feel. No. When you start to live a life of faith and start to follow beliefs, like Abraham, it's as if some power, invisible power, is activated in your life and your ministry. It's activated. Shaka pa sata shapa. Mayakula sapati tabaloma shandala baba. Faith is an unstoppable force. Potent force. Dynamic force that stops all satanic attacks. Luke 22. Beautiful. Verse 28. You are they which have continued with me in my temptations. And I appoint you a kingdom, as my Father has appointed unto me. Is that not so? Verse 30. That you may eat and drink at my table and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Verse 31. Hey, are you there? And the Lord says, Simon, Simon. He might as well have been calling your name. Satan has desired. Satan has desired to have you. He wants to take you and make you a homosexual. Satan has desired to make you a sinner, a criminal, a fornicator, a thief. It is his desire. Very, how many realize there seems to be somebody who has a desire for you apart from God? It's as if there's another force or there's another interest in you. Yes. Look at it. Satan has desired to have you. Now, what did Jesus say about Satan's desire? In verse 32, he gives us a master key. He said, but I have prayed for thee that what? Your faith will not fail. I prayed for you to be somebody who has faith. Somebody who obeys the word and somebody who will carry through. Because when you fail, your faith is there. Whatever Satan has desired for you can never happen because your faith is an unstoppable force. Do not fail. If your faith is there, you'll be okay. Like your beliefs are there. Your beliefs are maintained. That's what Paul said at the end. He said, I've kept the faith. Yeah, I've kept it. I was able to keep the faith. I've kept the faith. I kept believing. As I believe in catching the anointing, I believe in it more. You see, and my faith has not shifted at all. Certain things that I believe is the same. Oh, yeah. Why my belief in go ye to the world, it is there. I'm more radical about what I believe. Well, that's why I can spend 3 days preaching, make yourself saviors of men. Yes, I can spend 3 days. I can talk for 3 days. Satan have desired that you will never preach. You see, Peter, it pained Satan when Peter was called. Hey, when they say you'll be a rock and all these things. Satan was listening. You'll be a rock. Rock. We shall see what rock will come out of this man. And Jesus knew. He knew it in the spirit. He could see. Satan desired. I said, I've prayed that because an equal force has to meet satanic forces. You will laugh at witches. You will laugh at wizards. You will laugh at all powers that are sent against you by faith. I've prayed for you that your faith. So those of you who are on the mission field, you've gone out there. I pray for you that your faith, like your belief in when you open the book. You see, one of our pastors was telling us today. He said when he opened the book said, interact with the great and the small. He believed it. Interact. He heard me say, play golf. He went to the golf course. At the golf course, he met somebody who said, I'll give you a place to do your church. Then he met me and said, interact with the great and the small. He had to interact with the small boys. He met a driver. And the driver is the one who showed him a job. He said, look, there is a job here for a doctor, a driver who is not educated. So there is a job for a doctor here. And the driver showed him and he applied for a job that the whole nation, everybody had been trying to get a job. They gave it to him from the small. But he was in the toilet reading it because he heard me say, put it in your toilet. When you go and sit down, open it. Wherever you open, God is speaking to you. Believe. And you see that you start to overcome devils daily. Yeah. You know, when our pastors sometimes come, missionaries, what are your problems? They say, oh, there are no resources. There is no money. People don't like this. Then we open the book and you see that the problem they are describing is described. Not that the answer is given. The problem is described before the solution of the same problem. But they don't believe it. They don't even that word. Yes. Sometimes it's not even good to do an exam in something because it gives a psychological feeling that you know something. That's why usually when, you know, like I like to work with people who don't have any knowledge in that field. Because the knowledge they think they have in that field prevents them from doing well in that field. Yes. They think they know. Sometimes you've done an exam in church growth, and that's, you are the one who doesn't know nero about church growth. So your faith is an unstoppable force. Yes. Power. It makes you powerful. The fact that you are obeying something. Wisdom, come here. You see this little boy here? Stand here. Come. Stand here. Turn around. See, the fact that he believed for me to send him to Uganda, to the northern part of Uganda. Why is it that they have the Christian army? Christian soldiers who fight?
The soldiers who were involved in the civil war.
Yeah.
Are
they in the north?
They are in the north.
That's where you are.
That's where I am.
He's a man of faith. He's a man of... Satan is afraid of him just by the faith that he has. That faith. You see him standing. He can take a whole town. He's a powerhouse moving because he's a man of obedience and beliefs. Yes. Whilst you are maybe clapping. Maybe you are just clapping. Or you are a giver of fans. Or a singer of songs. But as a man of faith. Yeah, he's a powerhouse. He's a nation taker. He's a city taker. Yeah. 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 Are you listening to me?
Yes.
This one. Faith. Little boy. He's even fat. This is a fat version. He became powerful. He became powerful. All the obstacles and the fowls, all the flying creatures, all the horns, everything that came, as soon as he walked in that belief and he walked in the obedience, even though Satan has said, Patrick, Satan has desired you. Satan has desired you to sift you like wheat. Jesus said, I've prayed for you that you faith, you have faith, you believe, you never stop believing. Hey. Time and time again, I've had camp meetings, preached, and Satan will be standing there and say, hey, this man, no, this one will be too good for the church. Hey, if this guy was to serve God, he's too nice. He will lead the church. He will be so powerful. Simon. Patrick. John. Chrissy. Coffee. Robert. Satan has designed you. You are such a juicy target for him because you've received such a word. I pray for you that for anointing. No. For faith. I pray for you for prayer, but for faith that you believe things. You believe the words very wildly. That when I say from today you can teach, you believe it. You believe that you can teach. When I say write a book, you believe that you should write and you write it. When I say you should start a church, you start it. When I say you should travel, you travel. I've prayed for you. Lift your hands. Jesus. Let men of faith rise. Men of beliefs. Men of faith. Nakashama sapa. Manto pasapalabe. Paseke topo shadabalada. Bala, Mashistolobaki parindele benebesindolo. Ramindala baraka tazomboro melikidishidi. Hilori, 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 hilori. Himondalamba da baramuna sapiri. Metupu patala dekete. Etoto shapapa. Shapata palapa. Pasapata palapa. Paka palabara sibole bede. Mata la masa paka balando balamada. Mettre belu shubri katabrano melene melene. Mama tapa humusa katabala. Mama balamba la dubula paki belede lebe. Membele buru dalabili libidiri 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 buru. Lebele belu abeli shubele bula bele 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 bele. Mambele dobole le mando bolodi le bende bende le 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 bende. I am Mandala Barolo Bodhi Dili Vedele 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 Vedele. Hey, Lara Baba Rabala Bala 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 Bodhi Vedele 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 Vedele. Manda Baba Boro Bala Bali Bali Dili Vedele Vedele Vedele. May Marala Bali Lola Vedele 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 Vedele. Hey, Maranda Niburenda Vedele 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 Vedele. Hey, Lora Baba Baba Rabala Malaria Vedele Vedele. Hey, Lara Baba, Hey, Lara Baba. Hey la ra ba ba 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 La Mashanto la Bakabaranda le Baba. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Ephesians chapter 6. Faith is a blocker. Faith is what? A blocker of all targeted attacks against you. Number two, faith is an active blocker. It's a power blocker. Ephesians 6:16. Above all, taking the shield of faith or taking the blocker of faith. Yeah. Wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Wickedness. Satan is wicked. You know, one day, God showed me a number of people who, you know, they were even ministers. God wanted to use them, was using them, and how they were in the hands of demonic forces. That's when we talk about the darts of wicked. Look, let me tell you something. If you think Satan has mild plans for you, mild plans, then I don't think you know the creature you are dealing with. Is there any type of wickedness or evil? So if you see in a film, horror, terror, fear, murder, anything, it's Satan that has been able to transmit a few ideas to some human beings. Not all, just some. That's why sometimes they call somebody the devil incarnate. Like, it's like a lot of the devil's nature has moved into a man. But all wickedness is something small that has been imparted from the spiritual being called the wicked, the devil. And now, think about it. That's like it's pointed at you so specifically. So specifically, like, because no one throws darts. It's targeted, like it's custom made. It's specific for your height, for your style, for your age, for your mind, for your country, for who you are, your background. It's specific. That's why sometimes, you know, when you look at somebody else and the person's temptation and difficulty, you trying to compare, you may start it. But this guy, but we are all working, but he doesn't have what. There you have a customized one. Customized. Huh? Olin, customize. Satan looks at you and makes a custom made attack that is very fitting just for you. It's scary. That's why a temptation that will come to a sister may not come to a brother. Yes. And a temptation that will come to a person like me may not come to you. Yeah. This is something that's been customized just for you. Yeah. If you have this background and have this problem, in addition to this, and it comes special targeting you. But I know something that is a divine blocker of all powers. As you keep walking on in faith, whatever they are trying to block will not be blocked. Is this Maoli? Yeah. Whatever the devil wants to block, the only way to block it, targeted for you. Now, if Satan looks at you and says, we are poor, or you are from this background, or you are from here, you speak like this, you are like this. Oh, very specific. You have this type of marriage, this type of person. That's why there's almost nobody without a problem. Somebody who has a perfect whatever this is, that he also has a problem. Because there are problems for perfect people. But there is a shield. Every demon, wizard, a targeted attack on you is blocked by faith. So as soon as you continue to walk by your beliefs, yes. That's why we're having Mountain of the Lord. Because by the faith, when God said to me, you see, my ministry was coming to an end. And then God said to me, your first love. You know, if you like, go and bring that scripture, you see, you have left your first love. He said, I'll take your candlestick out. Yeah, my ministry was ending. So God said, first love. So if I could continue, because the first time I had, keep yourself holy. All of them were quiet times. All of them were quiet. But I believe quiet time, like God is standing here speaking to me. Oh, yes. All of them were quiet. So you see, first love. It came from the same sense. I don't have your first love. So first love, what again should I do for about first love? But to still believe. Yes. By that step, I moved away. Instead of the ministry getting finished, like our church in the UK, we finished. But right now, it is double, triple. Yes. For the first love children alone, more. You see, homecoming was dying. This is another type of homecoming. Now you see, more. If I call, who are those from the UK? Raise your hand. Lights all over the place. Yes, all over. Many. So homecoming was dying. But you see, it won't die. See, it's targeted at the homecoming. Homecoming should end. Homecoming shouldn't come home again. Yes. So, but if you walk on in beliefs, in the current belief that God gives you, do this, make this step, believe what I tell you, my spirit is speaking. You block what is targeted at you. Yes. Yeah, it's finishing, but you see that it goes like this. So instead of the thing going like this, now it's gone like this. You are going higher as you block the works of the devil. By 50, it was getting finished for me. Yeah. But another step of faith. And then I was holding the shield like the fiery dart with fire in it. He doesn't just throw darts, but there's fire in it. When it lands, and the fire is burning. So it's sharp, it's directed, it's custom made, and there's fire in it, and it's hot. Hey! Very, very wicked devil. How many realize that some custom-made attacks have taken place in your life? Yes. There are attacks for those who have had 8 boyfriends. There are attacks for those who have had 2 boyfriends. There are attacks who have had only 1 boyfriend. There are attacks for those who have had 3 short boyfriends. There are those attacks for those who have been virgins. Oh, virgins are attacked frequently. You think, oh, as a virgin, you have... Virgins are attacked with fear and pride. Yes, virgins are attacked with fear and pride. If you see a virgin or somebody who is from this type of background, I've not done this before, 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 you, come on, you have fear and pride. A lot of pride, especially. Pride. You see that you are marrying a proud thing, which is more ugly. That's why sometimes you see somebody, so give me this well-used Motorola that has been moving all around. I can use this one. Tamashula, Italaba, Pokota, Pakati, Totopala, Shimaka, Payaka, Tula, Pase, Tamaka, Kumole, Tapachi, Tomola, Tabaraba. Yes. Yes. It's custom made. Virgin, you throw at them. Fear, pride. Swallow up. It's like you married a giant in the spirit. You are a little man like this with a huge, proud queen. Yes. It would have been better off even with a prostitute. Yes. Humble prostitute, converted and come home. It would have been better off. It would have been better off. Custom made targeted attacks with fire. The fire is intended to spread. It's like it hits and spread to other areas of your life. But faith will stop it. As the homecoming was supposed to go down, finances were supposed to go down, attendance was supposed to go down, church growth was supposed to go down. You see, but by believing, you have left your first love. Don't disbelieve when God speaks to you again. He will never stop speaking to you till you die. Yes. When God has stopped speaking to you, then that's the end of your life. It keeps you moving on. It keeps you moving on. You are moving higher in the name of Jesus. Don't stop believing. Don't stop believing. Yes, don't stagger. Don't stagger. It's an unstoppable force. Yes. How many realize that the devil is like really wicked? Wicked. That is why I wrote in my book, Fight Extremes with Extremes. Don't leave any gaps at all. Be extreme in your fight. Do extreme things. Yes, to save yourself. Yeah, if you know that, oh, when I do this, I'll fall. And it will cause me, so I don't like it, that thing again. So I say, I don't like it again. Bye-bye. I've seen that this relationship with you is costing me, so I don't want to relate with you. Bye-bye. Yeah. I was pure before I met you. I said, I was pure before I met you. Shamakata supaya kabo papa papa. Be extreme in your obedience. Yes. Go and work at places, and the place you are working makes you a thief. And there is a curse in the house of every thief. And you still want to be there. You are late in leaving. Customize specific attacks for Ghanaians, for British born British born black British. They're customized. You see, black British are dying on the streets. They are dying, especially even Ghanaians, dying on the streets of London. Yes, when you speak to them, all black British, you don't know. They come from all over. Angola, from here, from Mozambique, from Zambia, from Zimbabwe, Ghana, Nigeria, everywhere. It's become like a kind of a new, like how we have colors in South Africa. I don't know where they are from anymore. There's custom-made things. So you see, if you talk to sisters from that group, they have a certain feeling and a way of talking. Sharp returns, like table tennis. Like if you play table tennis with the bishop, and if you loop, you bring the ball back right back to you. It just comes right back like that. It's just blocked. Yes. No. I mean, they loop the ball. The ball will come. But he will just do something. It comes back to you. A lot of the British girls, they have that sharp return. You say something, back to you. British girls. Botswanian girls have their own things. It's true. Targeted, custom made for you. That's why you need your own local pastor on the ground who will tell you what you tell it to your face straight. Yes. If I was preaching to white girls, I'll be talking to them about cooking. Yeah. I wouldn't be talking to them about swimming. They swim already. I wouldn't be talking to them about mountain climbing. They climb mountains already. But when you come home, they'll give you only salad and sausage to eat. I'll talk of a custom-made attack. Come on, shapala baba. And you need custom-made forces to repel that force that is coming against you. Your faith, your beliefs, they will defend you. They will defend you today. They will defend you tomorrow. They will defend you in 5 years. They will defend you in 10 years. Your beliefs in God. Your beliefs in God. Are you still around or you are leaving? Yeah. That's why if I was preaching to unbelievers about marriage, I'll say it differently. It's custom made, because there are custom made ones for unbeliever marriages. And people married to unbelievers, it's a different type of message I preach to you. I never preach to you what I'm preaching now. You've not heard me. I have special message. I have members who are married to unbelievers. When you see me talking to them, you won't believe what I'm telling them. You won't believe that I'm the one telling them what I'm telling them. Custom made to repel the forces of darkness. Custom made words. It must profit you. Mix it with faith. Mix it with obedience. Mix it with faith. Personal, it's a personal message for you. Personal obedience. Personal word. Personal direction. Personal direction for your life. You see, there are these general attacks, but they are custom made, targeted. It's like it's looking at you like this. And with polite fire so that it spreads. The sharp point, and then target exactly to you. If you travel a lot, you see different spirits at different places. There are places nobody marries, marriage is out of the question. Yeah. It doesn't happen. There are places you go, you marry and divorce. There are places there's no virgin left from the sea to the end of the other sea. There's no virgin in the whole country. Huh? Yes. There's nothing like virginity. It passed away long time ago. Drugs. There are some places. That's it. Killings. Drugs. Wickedness. It's custom made. You need custom made words to custom made shields to block. Sit down. Are you still here? I thought you had left. I'm talking about an unstoppable force. Number three, faith is a force because it can shift unmovable rocks, unmovable situations of your life. Mata no shima. Whatever has claimed an immovable position in your life, around you, to taunt you, to mock you, your mockers have positioned themselves and say, I am here, I'm here to laugh at you, I will never go. I decree by the power of faith, every unmovable rock and mountain around you is moving in the name of Jesus. Mochilo tasemaba, meloda bali bole bala baba, mekalura manaba losha bele 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 bele. Oh, ramagabas, oh ramagabala bagas, oh ramagabala bala 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 bala. Halabi judi gabas, chela bala blue black kapala. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Have faith. Why? Because it is an unstoppable force. It's a force that can do great things for your faith. You see, that's why politicians even listen to prophets and pastors who haven't been to school. Because they realize that they are dealing with a person who has an invisible element called faith, which they don't have. When you meet a person who has faith, it's different from somebody who has been to school. We don't need school there. We need faith.
That's right.
Mark 11:22. Have faith in God. Verse 23. Whosoever shall say to this mountain. A mountain has placed itself by your side. And say, from today you will go round.
Hey.
You never go straight again till you die. You never go straight again till you die. Your life is going to be logoligi going around like this. God forbid. Whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he releases a force. He releases a power which can clear every taunting, mocking mountain around you. That's what Jesus was saying. If the person has faith, he clears off the things that are mocking you. Standing there and say, from today you pass around. You see, from here, this just from here to up. You go around. You go around, you climb up before you come down. Every day you risk your life, you almost fall down, you see pepper. And Jesus said, have faith. You don't worry. Have faith. If you have faith and you speak, it will release a power. That's why you see people who have faith, they're just obeying simple things. It's like there's some power around the person. It's like there's something invisible and powerful about the person. Because he's a man of faith. Faith is an unstoppable force. That's why Jesus, I pray for you that as faith will not fail. Satan cannot finish you. He sent a man before them. Even Joseph was a servant. Psalm 105. And then verse 18. And they hurt his feet with fetters and laid him in iron. So you will never go out. You will never go out again. You will see something today. You will see something today. You will never go away, I tell you. Until his word came. Faith comes by hearing. Kamashakabala. They hurt his feet. They laid his feet in iron. No, go away again. The mountain said, we'll be here, you see. You climb high. You'll be afraid. You will see. You climb up. You look down. You climb up. You feel this every day. Jesus said, have faith. Believe. Believe the beliefs. Believe the things. Believe the words. Believe the prayers. Believe the messages. Believe the podcast. Believe the books. Believe what you are reading. Believe the short sentences. Believe your Bible study. Believe your Bible study. Believe your quiet time. Believe the word. Believe in it. Follow it. Follow it. A power will come. A power will come. A power will come. A power will come. They hurt his feet with fetters. They laid him in iron. Satan. A man told me he saw a pastor naked under a bridge. He used to be a pastor with a big church. And he was now naked under a bridge in a certain country in East Africa. Yes. He lost his faith in God. He stopped believing in God. He used to preach. He told me, I don't want to mention his name. He saw him naked walking under a bridge. Satan had a customized attack for him. And he stopped believing the God in whom he was preaching and whom he was preaching about. It will never happen to you in your life. But remember what I'm telling you today. Remember what I'm telling you today. Very important. Don't throw away your faith, which has a great recompense of reward. Yes. Yeah. If you want powers to start coming and working around you, yes. Anytime I see a devil, I get up from my bed. I believe in the Bible says, by faith, Moses seeing the many times I'm lying down, I just wake up suddenly and start to bind devils. Yeah, last time I saw something falling outside my window, I said, no, I cannot lie down. I rose up and started to bind and curse all sorts of creatures. Yes. You dare to come to my house. I pour fire on them in the name of Jesus. When they are sent to my house, they really beg not to be sent. Send us hand to another house. Kama shepa pasabela. Fire for fire. Rise up and start to pray. Speak in tongues. Don't just lie down as if you are not a man of faith. You're a man of faith. A man of faith. Amen. Let people be exercising faith around you whilst we are not exercising faith. Satan has desired to stand by your side and mock you and say, I won't go anywhere. I won't go anywhere. I'll be here. This problem will be here forever. It's mocking you and laughing at you. See this from, I will not go. I will not go away. I am here forever. I am here forever. Rise up as a man of faith. Whatever God has said to you, it is true. It will happen practically in the name of Jesus. By faith, Jesus rose up and said, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Anything that mocks you. You see, Jesus went to a fig tree. And the fig tree didn't have to. He went like this. Then he was finished. Oh, there's no. And he turned around. All the disciples were looking at him. And then maybe someone wanted to laugh. Oh, Jesus. Then he realized that the tree has mocked him. The tree, so he cursed the tree. He said, you, nobody will ever eat
from you again. Because the tree was mocking him. Anyone that mocks your life goes blind today in the name of Jesus. He cursed the tree. He said, I curse you. I curse you. Wither, wither, become brown. Your green leaves will be brown because you are laughing at me. You are mocking me. I curse you to wither. Watch out, those of you who mock God's servants, who make fun of people. Kashima sapato shema kabalaba. Satami kabalaba shali. You can't easily mock God's servants and get away. Even a tree that mocked Jesus. You are mocking me. I've come to big tree. I turned around. All the disciples were looking at him. As Jesus was looking, he said, oh, sorry, Jesus. And everybody made his face straight. This is not the time for feast. Jesus didn't say anything to the disciples, but they were his disciples. He turned to the tree. He said, you, no one will be happy with you again. The next day they were coming, they saw the tree has become brown. Where to? Faith. That's when he taught his disciples, let me teach you a small lesson. Have faith. If you want to see unstoppable forces being released, see it in a man of faith. A man who lives his beliefs and obedience to God. Yes. You see great power coming in his direction. From today, whatever has targeted you, whatever has mocked you, whatever has stood around you, whatever says, yeah, I'm not going anywhere, I decree the end of that problem has come in the name of Jesus. Your mockers are cursed in the name of Jesus. Beautiful. Simon, Simon, Satan has desired. But I prayed, my prayer topic was specific. That what you believe at the camp, oh Lord, I know you need somebody. That what you believe at the camp, oh Lord, I know you need somebody, will not change, but rather it will become wilder. As we hear the word of God, make yourself saviors of men. Saviors of men. Saviors of men. Saviors of men. I pray for you. You'll never stop believing. The wild things that you believe. In the name of Jesus. Everyone with your hand lifted up. Oh, Lamata Parbanakash. Hayam Baranda Bala de Venebene Moshandari Baba. Lo, praise Satara Mandele Venebene Bekemene. Mamberi Sopar Lada Shike Bredelese. Hey, Barabalam Baranda Libone de Venebene. Hey, La Baba Baba Ba. Hey, Mam Bam Baranda Libanda de Venebene. Hey, Ramanda La Baba 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 Ba. Hey, La Baba 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 Baba. Mandala Mariando Lomada de Vele de Vele de Vele de Vele. Hey, ba 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 ba
Hey, la mama, shamala de lode, fere de belege, 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 de bel
Kura mandali bari le 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 le. Oh yes, 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 oh yes. Mandala nevela 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 nevela. Mandala bire nevela 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 nevela. Masanta la makabara dali mandali baba. Ramonda shenda la makabari adele bebele 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 bebele. Ramasha bara bara masha bara bara. We give you thanks. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name. Lay your hands on your heart. Receive the power of God. Power of faith. To obey God until your dying day. Save it in Jesus' name. You are declared a supernatural powerhouse. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All Simons here are delivered by the power of faith. Your faith will not fail because of the grace and the power of the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone shouted amen. God bless you. You may be seated.